97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic. 6 o'clock right here on The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, hanging out with you until the start of game time. Well, right before the start of game time for the pregame coverage that will be brought to you by Brian Seltzer, live from the center, from Sixers.com. Tom McGinnis on the actual game call. Sixers hosting Cleveland tonight at the center. Sixers, of course, coming off of a win on Sunday over Charlotte, something that was a little bit too close for comfort, in my opinion. They did pull out the win. Some questions come out of it. Having a 14-point lead, I believe it was, at one time. And then as that looked like it was going to be a blowout on Sunday at the center, 6 o'clock start, all of a sudden, here comes Charlotte charging back. James Borrego has that team who looks to be one of the worst teams in the league and undermanned. They really got it together, and they fought back, and they took the lead at one point, and they gave the Sixers a little bit of trouble in that 114-106 loss for the Hornets, and they just simply, they're the better team, so they overpowered them overall, and it was a good win for them, but something that you felt was going to be a little bit easier. They are 3-0 at home, 6-3 now on the season. All three losses, as we know, on that four-game road trip, winning in Portland to start the road trip off, and then losing to Phoenix, Utah, and Denver, all close games. But I know there's a lot of football talk on the station today, but since we're leading into the game, want to get some conversation in with you about your basketball team as we get ready for the contest tonight against Cleveland. You just look at, first of all, some news, as Mike talked about it at the end of the show. Ben Simmons is available tonight for Brett Brown. He will be in the lineup. The same for Shake Milton, where it looks like he's available in the lineup right now for the 76ers, and that is going to be helpful for this basketball team. Now, you've gotten some good things from Raul Neto as a starter and a backup for the 76ers in place of Ben as a starter and behind him, of course. And even Trey Burke played well the last couple of times that he's been able to get on the floor. He is out tonight with some calf tightness for Trey Burke, so he will not be available tonight for the 76ers, but getting Ben Simmons back certainly helps. Al Horford will be out, so Shake Milton is available. Trey Burke out, Ben Simmons available, and right now we know that Al Horford is out due to rest, that load management, if you will, for Al Horford coming in. And you knew this was going to be a thing for both Joel Embiid and Al Horford, especially Al Horford being 32, 33 years of age. They're going to give him some time off and let him really just rest and not push it too much, with him playing 30-plus minutes, low 30s, but 30-plus minutes. And with Embiid playing his 30-plus minutes, they're going to split those things, and we know how they're going to use both players. Just give them that time. So just looking at this team right now, 6-3. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the weekend games and Sunday, when they took on the Charlotte Hornets at the center. At 6-3, and Brett Brown talked about it, in this win, the 76ers committed 20 turnovers. So this is something for them that, again, even with the new-look team, with Richardson and Horford, Tobias Harris in his natural spot as a small forward, they're still having their issues turning the basketball over. This is still a problem, and they have to fix this. We know it's nine games in. Game number 10 tonight. They're going to be fine. I really think they're going to be fine. But it's just frustrating at times. It's frustrating because we look at them. I will speak for myself and say that I have them as a team advancing to the NBA Finals, the best in the Eastern Conference. And they look that way through five games, even though they had their questions. We've had their questions. Seeing things that they've done on the floor, you had questions about them. But even still, you say, all right, they're a good team. Even though they're not blowing these teams out, what they're doing is, as a good team, finding a way to win these close games. That's what good teams do. They get into these close situations, and some of the things that we saw from them in the past, they have wrong. They have righted their wrongs. They are fixing their problems. These are not issues anymore for the 76ers. They are now going to win these close games. They're going to stop turning the ball over. And you look at it in the wins against Boston, Detroit, Atlanta, Minnesota, and even Portland, where they had to kind of come back and they had not kind of, they had to come back and win that one. Then you saw the, you saw the three games that they lost where they were in every one of them, really coming down to final possessions of those games. And the common theme in all of this is execution at the end of the game and committing turnovers. What are you doing? What have you learned from last season? And we know it's going to take time. We say it. It's going to take time when you add new pieces. When this thing happened and bringing in Al Horford and Josh Richardson, speaking about Tobias Harris and his role, the growth we thought of Embiid and Simmons, and the bench pieces as well, these things take time. This is not the Golden State Warriors where Kevin Durant can come in and they can just make a run immediately. It's more like the Miami Heat, where they start off the first 17 games 9-8. And there's a lot of questions. LeBron James is really side-eyeing Eric Spoelstra, who right now is a Hall of Famer because of how he won those titles and how he's coaching up to this point, already establishing himself as a great coach in this league. This is something that I think will be fixed. They will learn from those losses that they had on the road, those three, those close ones, and they will find a way to get these issues corrected. A lot of it is Embiid because, once again, as we saw in the Denver game, far too many turnovers, bringing the ball down way too much, over dribbling like we speak about quite often with him, where guards can really figure out and wings can really figure out, this is what you're going to do. We're going to dig down. We're going to swipe at it, and we're going to go. When he gets those, when he gets those interior passes, which are pretty good passes, put him in a good spot, catch it, go up, keep the ball high. Nope, he catches it, brings it down, swipe at it, going the other way. These things have to be better overall in order for this team to be the basketball team that we thought that they would be. And right now, in the NBA, and we looked at 5-0, we said, oh, this team is really going to just run away with things. In the East, not necessarily run away, you know what I mean. Well, Boston, after losing to Philadelphia on the opening night, they've run off 8 straight. They're 8-1 atop of the Atlantic Division. And the top of the Eastern Conference right now are those Boston Celtics, who a lot of people pointed at and said, not good. We're not worried about them anymore. They lost Kyrie Irving and Al Horford. Not an issue. Well, Brad Stevens has them playing well. Kemba Walker playing very well. This team looks to be pretty good. They're going to be in the mix. The Milwaukee Bucks, as we knew, 7-3, they are going to be a problem. Losing Chris Middleton will hurt, but they are still a problem. The Toronto Raptors, Kyle Lowry now hurt, but they keep finding a way. Their defense is good. They are smart. Pascal Siakam has upped his play. The same for Fred VanVleet, and Marc Gasol is still there. They still have the same nucleus outside of Kawhi Leonard. This Eastern Conference is pretty good. Indiana Pacers still in the mix, like we talked about at the beginning of the season, adding Malcolm Brogdon, Victor Oladipo, starting to get some basketball activity, some work in, as he has now been assigned to their G League team to get some practice time in, to get some run in, to get some work in, so he can return and all of that. So the East is going to be fun. I still think the Sixers are going to be fine, but they have to, again, clean up some of the mess that has been created over time and is still there, where we thought it would go away a little sooner than it has, with your two-star players and overall with the team. And for some reason, Brett Brown spoke about it, but for some reason, that message is not being, they're not hearing him. There's something there, they're not hearing him about these turnovers, because I think we can say it a lot of times when we see the game and we point it out. They have some dumb turnovers. They really do. And they have to be better at it. And that's just the bottom line. So if you're heading to the game tonight, we already have calls saying they're heading to the game, getting ready for it. No Horford, Simmons in, no Burke, Shake Milton in. How do you evaluate things right now as you get ready for the Sixers and the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight? First night of a back-to-back. Tomorrow they're in Orlando to take on old friends Nick Vucevic and Markelle Fultz. Right? So that'll be fun. So they got to get this win tonight. Maybe Embiid does not play tomorrow on the second night of back-to-back, where Al Horford will then do battle with Nick Vucevic tomorrow, and Embiid gets to sit because they also have some road games this weekend on Friday at OKC and Sunday against these very Cleveland Cavaliers that they will do battle with on Sunday afternoon in Cleveland. So we'll see how things play out. So through the first nine games and those frustrating losses on the road, we want to talk to you before we hand things off to Brian Seltzer for Sixers Cleveland Cavalier basketball tonight on the Fanatic. Tom again is with the game call. So we're out of here at 6:45. We have a special guest. Desron Dorsett will be in to talk to us live from the center. And Des is partly responsible in handling a lot of the things that go with the art exhibit that the Sixers, you've seen it on social media, this great thing that they have going on with the 76ers and their art exhibit, right? Their art exhibit that they have with combining legends from different eras and all of these different things. It's going to be a pretty good exhibition of art, great art. And the 76ers will be hosting a lot of people as things really get together with this art exhibit that the 76ers have going on. So Dez is going to come on to talk about exactly what's going on with the art. How did this thing come about? And also, that's going to be in the final segment before we hand things off to Brian Seltzer for the pregame coverage right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So 610-632-0975 is the number. And once again, it's the 76ers crossover art exhibition. It's the exhibit that we're going to be focusing on when we speak to Dez later on in the show to give us a sense of what's going on this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, going into Monday and Tuesday as well with this team. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens hanging out with you until midnight. But we're going to 6:45. Brian Seltzer with pregame coverage right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
That's a great giveaway. Got to come out to one of these events that we have, one of these broadcasts that we have, D-Line and I, for the Sixers pregame show presented by Corona. Always a fun time. Looking forward to that one in Stews on Friday. Hope to see you before the Oklahoma City game against the Sixers. 610-632-0975. Once again, we will have a special guest coming up in the next segment before we get to the phones here from the Philadelphia 76ers, Desron Dorsett, to tell us about the 76ers crossover event, the art exhibition presented by Reebok. So we'll have that in the final segment. But let's go to the phones, start things off for us in this segment before we get ready to talk to Des. We talked to Nate in Southwest Philly going to the game tonight, I'm sure. What's going on, Nate? You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, man, I'm stuck in this traffic trying to get through
these
gates.
Oh, yeah. That's why you got to go early, man. I always get
there early. I got big obligations first.
I hear
you. But listen, I don't know why they... Why I'm resting... I don't even think we already all together yet. So why are y'all resting this guy tonight? Like, I want to see Al Horford play against Kevin Love tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's a disappointment for me tonight, man, but... Is Ben penciled in for the night, or is
well? He's available. I haven't seen anything else, and I don't. Josh Rabick is producing. I don't think he's seen anything else either. But I do look at it and say, you know, hey, he's available. Bro, I'm sure he'll be out there to play. You know, he's eager to play. He's always available. He's always ready to go. And I see him right now in warm-ups. I'm seeing a video that he is warming up. So you know, and of course he should jump.
We'll see what happens, but. You're going to need him, you know what I mean, for these two good, like, Cleveland got two good guards. I didn't know that kid Garland was that good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he was
well, he didn't play a lot in college because he got injured, so you didn't get a chance to see him. But, yeah, he was taken at that spot for a reason, yeah.
Yeah, so now you got him and Sexton. The guard play tonight is going to be good guard play tonight, but we'll see what happens, bro. I'm definitely looking to talk to you on the other side when I'm leaving this joint because it better be a good outcome tonight instead of, you know what I'm saying? Better not take no L's with these guys. See
them. No, they better not, man. I appreciate it. They better not.
Stay up, man.
Enjoy the game, man. Hopefully you get through that traffic, get in there, and enjoy the game tonight, 610-632-0975. Yes, Cleveland does have pretty good guard play right now with top pick, lottery pick, and Darius Garland from Vanderbilt and Jordan Clarkson, who under John Beilein is playing some really good basketball, and it's going to be interesting to see how things go, right? Interesting to see how things go tonight for them with this guard play because John Beilein, even though the standings are what the standings are, where Cleveland right now is 4-5, but they are in the mix at the playoffs in the seventh seed tied with the Brooklyn Nets. I know it's only 9 games, but that's just saying something for a college coach like Beilein to come in and have these guys ready to play. Some veterans buying in, some young players with Colin Sexton, Garland, Clarkson playing better. Well, we're looking at this basketball team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, saying, okay, they really have something here, and this guy's just having ready to go. And Colin Sexton is leading this basketball team right now, 18 points a game, starting 9 in all of them. So he's averaging 19 points a game, 18.8. Kevin Love, 18.3. Tristan Thompson, 16.4. And Jordan Clarkson off the bench, like I said, 14.7 points per game. Looking really good. Darius Garland, to Nate's point, 8.9 points, 4 assists, 2.6 turnovers. He's playing 28 minutes. So you're going to have some of the give and take with him. Nice backups, certainly, with Brandon Knight and Matthew Dellavedova playing 12 and 15 minutes, respectively, off the bench for John Beilein. But this he has them playing hard. And you've seen him with his Michigan teams, with his West Virginia teams, John Beilein, the way the ball movement is and all of that great stuff, this team is really playing well. And Colin Sexton, who is not known as a shooter, is shooting 5 three-pointers a game, the same as Kevin Love and Jordan Clarkson, and he's shooting 42% from deep. Not known for that. He's known for his attacking style of guard play from Colin Sexton, and you starting these two smaller guards, but they just attack. They do get their shots off, certainly, but attack is what they do and what they've done and what they're going to continue to do in John Beilein's system right now. Darius Garland, as we spoke about, only shooting 26.7% from deep during his young career right now, shooting 3 a game. So we'll see how things progress with him overall. But the 76ers, Ben Simmons and Josh Richardson, are going to have their hands full tonight with those two young guards. And he makes a great point, Nate does, about seeing Al Horford against Kevin Love. Now, I'm okay. Certain games, I know that they are going to miss Horford and Embiid. You choose a team, Nate, I understand your point, but you know they're going to choose a team more often than not where they look at it and say, all right, we should beat them. And that was the same against Ben Simmons. I'm sure his shoulder was hurting, but if it was a playoff situation and you looked at things right away on Sunday, I'm sure Ben Simmons would have found a way to get out there on the floor and play. But why didn't he? One, you can stretch it out a little bit in terms of not being out there. But number two is because they're playing the Charlotte Hornets with all due respect. And Al Horford, in this case, with all due respect, on a back-to-back, traveling to Orlando, gives him the night off, as good as Kevin Love is right now, averaging 18 points and 13 rebounds, kind of flashing back to his Minnesota days where he's getting those double-doubles the way that he is and being able to shoot as much as he is because of John Beilein's system. Al Horford, Kevin Love would have been a nice matchup. I totally agree. But what you're going to get, most likely, I haven't seen the starters yet, but you're going to get Tobias Harris and Kevin Love. So when Kevin Love decides to take him down on the low block and go to work that way, Tobias Harris needs to punish him on the other end while Tristan Thompson and Joel Embiid do their work. Tobias Harris needs to punish Kevin Love the same way that I'm sure Kevin Love is going to look to punish Tobias Harris as they get out there and do their work. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to see how it all play out. And I'm looking at this video, and I'm looking at Paul Hudrick's video from NBC Sports Philly. And while Ben is shooting, Tristan Thompson, both guys from Clutch Sports, right, represented by Rich Paul, it was the right shoulder, right, Ben Simmons? So while Ben is shooting, Tristan Thompson is getting ready to run towards the tunnel to go into the back of the tunnel, and he playfully and friendly bumps Ben Simmons in the right shoulder. Dude, what are you doing? Okay? What are you doing? Now, he's not worried about it. He's not looking at it and saying, oh, Ben's all beat up. That's his shoulder. But come on.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Pretty much. Got to do a little better than that, Tristan Thompson. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination, and the Fanatic Pro Shop. It's holiday time, people, has arrived. Quality Fanatic and Philadelphia sports-themed merchandise and apparel at discount prices. Open for browsing now, just in time for holiday gift shopping season. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 975thefanatic.com. Desron Dorsett, Vice President of Business Development for the Philadelphia 76ers. My guy Des will join us on the other side to talk to us about the 76ers crossover art exhibition presented by Reebok. That is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday from all different very times. So we'll talk about the collaboration with Reebok and the art exhibition, everything that will take place, the meet and greets and so on and so forth with Des on the other side. We will speak to him for a few minutes and we'll continue with your phone calls before we get to Brian Seltzer with the pregame show. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
635, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens, final segment with you here before we hand things off to Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com for the pregame coverage. Handing things off then to Tom McGinnis for the game call at the center. Sixers hosting Cleveland tonight. But before we do that, we have to talk about a big weekend coming up. And yes, that means the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers as well, as the Sixers hit the road for two. But there's also something pretty cool that the team, the organization is doing, and that is the 76ers crossover art exhibition presented by Reebok. And my guy who we need to talk to this about is the Vice President of Business Development with the 76ers, Desron Dorsett, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Des, what's going on, man?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Great to hear from you, man. Great to hear from you. Want to jump in on this as we have a few minutes to go. Talk about this great thing that you guys have going on, and how did it come about with this crossover exhibition presented by Reebok and the team, of course?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that I think Philadelphia is a unique city, probably the only city, I'm obviously quite biased, but the only city that can really embody what we think the crossover is. So it's key to note that you called it 76ers crossover art exhibition. So the art exhibition is just one foray of what the 76ers crossover is. So when we look at the 76ers crossover, it's an integration into what I like to term the culture. So that culture is art, music, food, and fashion. Mm-hmm. And there's no other city that allows us to celebrate all those things in such an authentic way outside of Philadelphia, in my opinion.
Right. So when you look at this, man, and you see some of the photos out there on social media, there's so many different pictures of everything that's going on. So what are we going to see displayed at this art exhibition? We know we have something out there in the concourse tonight. I'm sure some people have already had a chance to explore some of that tonight. So what are we looking for when we do? Not just the art exhibition, but everything else that goes into it this weekend.
Yeah, so it's important to note that we have such a rich franchise and our history is so strong that we think this is an annual event. So when we looked at year one, which is this upcoming weekend, we wanted to make sure that we highlighted the 76ers history. So you'll see a lot of pieces from Wilt Chamberlain to Dr. J to, of course, Allen Iverson and that strong Reebok tie. And then, not to lose sight of, the 1920 76ers, as we celebrate the history, the present is our history. And we think we're in a championship mindset. And that's the way we want to look at the way we run the business. And the history of the 76ers through art is our first exploration there.
And that's pretty cool. Again, Desron Dorsett joining us from the 76ers, Vice President of Business Development on the Comcast Business Hotline right now as we speak about the crossover art exhibition presented by Reebok. That will be Saturday, November 16th, Sunday the 17th, Monday the 18th, and Tuesday the 19th. And we'll give you the times as we go on. But Des, Matisse Thybulle, as we know, also has this thing where it's not just a thing. This is really one of his loves, and that is photography. And we've seen it since he's been here. Will he have any hand in this? We've seen him with the camera. We saw him at Media Day. He's been around to different museums and all. Will he have any part in any of this?
It's funny that you mentioned that. And I'll start with a quick story if I got the time. Last year from my anniversary, I bought my wife a camera. And she didn't pick that thing up. And it went a year and it just became dusty. So what I did was I picked it up and I became like a fake junior photographer.
Yes.
That's not what Matisse is. He's a really talented photographer and has some great work. So as we've worked on this art exhibition for the past 10 months, it was just a dream come true when he was drafted by the team and he actually commented on our staff photographer's camera type. And that's when we knew he would be awesome to be a part of this exhibition. So I think in a couple of years, I don't want to put any pressure on him. He might be hosting his own show. That's how talented he is with the photography he has put out.
That's pretty cool. And we've seen some of the stuff, man, out there. Just if you follow him on social media, the Sixers have done a great job of also putting it out there. He is definitely pretty good behind that camera. Des, the artwork is also up for silent auction for fans to bid on. And a portion of the proceeds does go to Sixers Youth Foundation. How do the fans get involved in this?
Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible. So just download the 76ers app. I trust that everyone listening right now has the 76ers app. So we will go live on Saturday the 16th. Once the show is live, the auction will be live, and you'll have the opportunity to bid all the way through November 29th. So we wanted to extend it a little bit past the show to give everyone the opportunity because those net proceeds do go to our Sixers Youth Foundation. And it's always important when we can support the community and all the things we do.
And, of course, on Saturday, it tips off at 8 p.m. For your showtime. So, hey, guys, again, you just heard Des say on the app, once things go live, 8 o'clock, that's when things can really get going for you. So are we also supposed, Des, as you said, Reebok, any special guests maybe popping in and out of there?
Maybe. We might have some special guests. Reebok has been a great partner. We do have a cool activation with them. They're going to have some live artists painting on Reebok sneakers throughout the show, and fans will have the opportunity to win some of those as well. So it'll be pretty cool. We're running the sweepstakes right now and at midnight that two lucky fans can win a pair of the Allen Iverson crossover questions. So take a look at 76ers.com/crossover. Look at that sweepstakes, and lucky person can come to the crossover event this Saturday.
Am I eligible for those questions, Des?
You may not be, but I know a guy.
You know a guy? All right. Size 9. I don't know. I didn't say that. Des, appreciate Des Rondeur said again. We're speaking about the 76er crossover art exhibition and the opening night sweepstakes presented by Reebok. Again, winner will receive 2 tickets to the crossover opening night event, 2 pairs of Reebok question double crosses, meet and greet with a 76ers legend. The official rules are on NBA.com/Sixers/76ers crossover. Des, the dates are Saturday, November 16th, start time at 8. Sunday, November 17th, starting at from 11 to 9. Monday, the same time. And Tuesday, November 19th, the final day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Those are the dates and show times. Good luck with everything, man. Really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing you at the event this weekend.
Des, I will see you there. No question about it. Thanks, man.
All right, you have a great one.
You got it. Des Rondeur said again, 76ers Vice President of Business Development at the Philadelphia 76ers, and he does a great job in this event. They always come up with these pretty cool, really cool events. I'm not going to say pretty cool. Really cool events. So, I guys, 2 tickets. That's what the winner, the opening night sweepstakes. 2 tickets to the private 76er crossover opening night event. 2 pairs of Reebok question double crosses. A meet and greet with a 76ers legend. Just go to 76thenba.com/Sixers/76er crossover to get yourself involved and have yourself there. You never know who you might run into. Like Des. Des is cool. When you see Des, he's always dappered up, got the cool bow tie, suit, right? Tailored properly with some cool sneakers. I love the style. And again, that's what the city is all about that Des just spoke about. The style, the art, the music, the food, everything about the city is fantastic. This art exhibition will also be pretty cool. And did he just invite me, Josh? Are we going? I think we might have to go. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Let's make our way out there to check out this event. That is Josh Rabick producing the show. He's been great as always. He and I will both be back after the Sixers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And we will run in the post with you until midnight. So, special thanks to Desmond Dorsett for joining us. And thanks to you callers and listeners for tuning in to the show. We will be back after the game talking about a win.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.